Hello, Will. It's Roy. I left a note on your about your car.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
What car were you referring to?
I don't know. It was kind of I don't know. I forget actually. I know it was the car I left it on though. It was like on the roof. The roof kind of caved in a little bit because I was standing on top of it.
The roof? Why were you standing on top of the car?
I was standing on top of it while I talked to some people.
Okay.
And, my weight just kind of caved it in a bit.
Was it a four-door car, an SUV or something, do you recall?
It was a smaller car. I don't think it was an SUV, because I wouldn't be able to climb on the roof of an SUV, I don't think.
Right. Okay, but, and you left a note on the car?
I thought I did, didn't I? It was a crazy night, morning, I guess. I don't really recall.
I have an SUV, and the note was not found on my car, but rather...
on the house.
Did you put it there?
Oh, it's possible. On the front door,
on my
right?
Entry gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my entry gate.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
But I have an SUV.
Maybe it was... is it a smaller SUV?
It's a white SUV, a RAV4.
Yeah, it was definitely light-colored. Yeah, I guess it was an SUV, but the roof couldn't hold my weight. I mean, I weigh 250. So it just...
What were you doing up there? I'm trying to understand.
I was giving an inspirational speech to a crowd of people.
Okay. When? In the middle of the night?
Oh, it was very early in the morning. It wasn't even light out yet.
And I'm going to the car right now. Take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. I don't know. I didn't expect the roof to cave in like that. It may have popped back out, you know? Like, maybe...
Right.
Maybe it just popped back up. So everything's fine, then.
I mean, yeah, I don't see anything, man.
Oh, well, that's great,
I mean,
then.
I'm standing on the roof right now. I'm standing on the roof.
And you're standing on the roof? I mean, you got to be careful.
Not standing on the roof. I mean, I climbed on the tire to look clear shot of the roof.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, okay. Because it caves in really easily. I've noticed.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand on my car, bro. What's going on?
Well, I was. I needed to talk to these people. I was giving a speech.
In front of my house,
yeah.
On Victory Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah, maybe 5 or 6 a.m. I don't know. It's still dark out.
What were they doing? Climbing the hill?
Oh, no. It's hard to explain. But, you know, I just needed to give an inspirational speech. And I had to stand on your car.
How many people were you talking to?
Oh, there was I don't know, I'd say 20 or 30 people, probably.
And why didn't you stand on your car?
I don't have a car.
Were these athletes? I'm so confused.
Athletes?
I mean, I've seen groups of people climbing up. I mean...
They climbed the hill?
Where did you do this?
It was right out in front. Like, you know, the car was just parked out in front. I was standing on top of it.
Victory Boulevard? Is that what you're talking about?
Right on Victory. Yeah, it's definitely... I'm sure I have the right car, because you know, I wouldn't leave the note on someone else's house.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I won't stand on your car again. I didn't think you'd mind, but then I didn't expect the car to cave in like
right.
that.
Okay. Do you do this often in front of my house?
Oh, no. It's just wherever I'm needed. You know, and it just happened to be there.
Okay. I think you're fine.
Okay, thank God. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know if there's any damage. Just give me a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. All right. Okay.
You talking to me?
Yeah, hang up the fucking phone. We're done.
Snowplow show.
Hang
Snow
it up.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Zabalina. Bob Zabalina.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass. Lou. Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Zabalina. Ma'am. Lou.
Goodbye.
Zabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's a good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Zabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Zabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Bird winder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Hey everyone, I'm Arby, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 394, and today is September 8th, 2017. And today's show is brought to you by Fun Society Arcade, one of the many people supporting the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, Fun Society Arcade. I have some breaking news for you guys. Did you know that Radio Shack still exists? Like, remember the first time they closed down, they went bankrupt. We thought they were gone, and then they weren't. And then a couple of years later, which, what was that, last year, this year, I don't know. They closed down again, they went bankrupt, only this time for real. But nope, I just read this thing on theconsumerist.com today about how Radio Shack is restructuring their business. They're going to focus on the online stuff. And what the hell, a new Radio Shack store just opened up in Wisconsin. I don't know, who cares, right? I just think it's funny. We could be still pranking Radio Shacks 20 years from now, because apparently they're never going to go away. In other news, we have Netflix committing some plagiarism here. You guys need to listen to this. We need this on public record that I'm playing this right now for the lawsuit I'm probably going to file. Listen to this. This is from a TV show. I forget what it's called. It's not labeled here on this Facebook page. Damn it. It's some stoner show on Netflix, though. And this is Kathy Bates talking.
Be nice. Taekwon Doug is our next door neighbor.
Listen to that.
My name is Douglas.
I'm sorry. Taekwon Douglas. Is this about me parking in your space?
Listen to that. What the hell? They completely stole that from me. It's supposed to be Sensei Doug, and they turn it into Taekwon Doug, or Taekwon Douglas, whatever. They're even talking about stealing parking spaces. I can't believe that. Thanks for posting this on the PLA Facebook group, Sean. You know, I have an attorney now. I can just go around filing lawsuits and stuff now against TV networks that steal my intellectual property. Even though Sensei Doug was an actual real person, I just stole his name because it was on the sign in front of his store. But we won't mention that in the lawsuit that I file. So, hey, guys, we need to have a talk about Ding Timber. I'm not going to be doing any Ding Timber calls in this episode. That's why I didn't play Liz's song, and instead I played that awesome song by JD, that awesome intro song. You guys have been leaving notes. We've got calls coming in. Carlito gave me access to the voicemail, so I've been looking in there, and I see some calls are coming in and stuff. And Carlito and Dwight, I'm hoping they're going to do a show this weekend or something and go through a bunch of those. So right now would be a perfect time to leave some notes out there on cars. Notes that say, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call at 626-269-8976. And you can sign the note Roy, and I'll probably start doing some next week, but Carlito definitely wants to kind of pass them out in the community and have a bunch of us do them, which is pretty awesome. And I think I saw Carlito mention on a comment recently that they were going to do something this weekend. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. I don't know. Don't take my word for it. But I would keep an eye on the Prank Call Nation Mixler this weekend, which is mixler.com/prankcallnation. There might be some awesome carding stuff starting up. And you know what I was thinking, since, you know, we're basically a week late getting started with Ding Timber, so maybe we should just extend it into the beginning of October, if calls are still coming in. So be looking forward to that. Hopefully a little bit in the next show, I'll do a couple calls at least. I just don't want to mess with the list right now because, you know, stuff's coming in. They might be preparing things. That's my excuse. Once again, though, the Ding Timber phone number for this year is 626-269-8976. Write a note that says, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call, 626-269-8976. Sign the note as Roy, and if all goes well, this could be the biggest Ding Timber year ever. I don't know about you guys, but I've always wanted to hear Dwight do an entire show of carding calls.
Audio Entertainment presents pop music's new sensation, Paula Abdul. Straight up, now
tell me if it's gonna be. Call me, I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's gonna tell you everything. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Call me twice and I'll send you an autographed picture.
You and Paula together. Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids ask your parents' permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone. Call 1-900-909-1800.
Call me now.
I've got an old list here from earlier this year, I believe it was, and it's from Uncle Runkle, and I completely forgot about this because I had to print it out on paper. It looks like it was probably a spreadsheet, like a really long, like horizontally long spreadsheet, so I had to print it out and tape pieces of paper together. But anyway, this is a list of Adopt-A-Road places, businesses who've agreed to pay the city money so that they can have their name on a sign that says this road is adopted by so-and-so, you know, whatever their business name is. And usually that means that they have to clean up the road in the area, but I remember on this list they were saying that the city took care of the cleaning up part, so I can't really yell at them about not keeping their land all nice and tidy. Man, this paper list is a mess. It's like all water damaged, like I've spilled water and soda on my desk over the months. And here on the side, it looks like my cat's been chewing on it. Or maybe that was me, I don't know. There's two pages here, though, and it looks like I only got through, like I remember doing this on a live show and taking ideas from the listeners. In fact, let me get my note page out here. I have a text document for live shows, so I'm scrolling through it. And yep, there it is, Adopt a Road ideas from the chat room. And there's a pretty big list here, and it looks like I only got through maybe a quarter of the list, unless there was maybe a third page that I can't remember. Oh, and look, here in the margin, I've written, Angry Guy, give to Matt. His name is Bernie, and here's his phone number. And I don't know if I ever gave that to Matt. I really should give that to Matt. Let's see if he answers, though. He can help me test my equipment and make sure I'm ready to record.
Hi, this is Bernie. Please leave a message at the sound of the tone.
Darn it.
Thank you.
Come on, Bernie.
At the tone.
Oh, well, I need to give that number to Matt, though. Maybe I'll do that before his show next week. I don't remember what happened with Bernie, but I bet it was hilarious for me to actually write down that I should give it to Matt. Anyway, I guess I'll just call the next one on the list that hasn't been crossed off.
Go Williams, this is Susanna.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm with the comptroller's office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you had that now? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we lost the files on it. Anyway,
okay.
Some guy, he's a scrap metal dealer, and he came over here and offered us $37 for the sign.
Uh-huh.
So we went ahead and took that, and we're going to give you half of that. Let's see, divided by two, that's $18.50. We're going to bring that by and drop that off.
Okay.
Because he took your sign. He's going to go sell it to the scrap dealer. They're going to melt it down.
So are you guys just not doing those signs
anymore?
Oh,
no. We still are. It was just kind of a good deal. You know, $37 for just a, you know, big sheet of metal. And
right.
And the two poles.
Okay.
So, yep, $18.50 for each of us.
Okay.
I'm keeping this off the books, if you don't mind. I'm just going to kind of bring it over in cash, and I'm not saying nothing. I'm just, you know, $18.50.
Uh-huh.
So just so you know, if you could kind of keep it on the DL, keep it hush-hush.
Who is this again?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with the comptroller's office here.
Okay. All right, I will make a note.
Okay, am I going to give it to you directly, or, I don't know, do you have to split your half with someone else?
I will call you back. Give me your info.
Well, are you the head person in charge, or?
No, I will have someone call you. Give me your info.
But you know, look, if you want to just keep it for yourself so you don't have to split it, I won't say anything.
Okay, can you give me a callback number?
Do you have caller ID by chance?
I do.
Well, look on there. Durr.
Okay. All right. Someone will call you.
Okay. But hey, you know, I do have to spend the gas money to come out there to bring it. So,
Damn it, she doesn't want to negotiate. I mean, that seems fair, right? I have to spend money on gasoline to get over there. Gas isn't cheap these days. I think she could throw in a dollar for gas, or at least the 50 cents. I could just give her an even 18 bucks. It looks like that was an idea from someone named Andrew in the chat room, probably in the YouTube chat room, when I was doing this live. I think I'm going to try that one again with these next people. It looks like they're a bunch of CPAs. CPAs will speak my language. They know about money. They understand about expenses and stuff. Gas isn't free, goddammit.
Good afternoon. Hold.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office here with the city.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign, you know, that you have over there on Glen Road.
All right. This is do you have the right company?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you guys have an Adopt-a-Road sign on Glen Road.
Okay.
And the scrap dealer, he came by and he offered us some money for it, $37. So we went ahead and took his offer. So we're going to split it with you. It's $18.50 each. And I just figured I'd come by later with cash, if that's all right.
Okay, but let me transfer you over to Carmen.
She's
our head administrator. She would handle that. Hold on just a moment.
Okay, who are you?
My name is Michelle.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm an administrative assistant is all.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah, that explains
it. Yeah, that's
okay.
Why I sounded so confused. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, give me somebody that knows things,
okay,
please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you so much. She's the lady that's like, I'm right on top of that rose. That's what she does.
You've reached Carmen.
What?
I'm so sorry I've missed your call. Please leave a very detailed message and I look...
That was bullshit. I'm calling her right back.
Can I help you?
Hey, Carmen's voicemail picked up.
Okay. I'm sorry, you must have spoken with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling about the Adopt-a-Road sign. I'm from the comptroller's office.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Adopt-a-Road sign?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that a scrap dealer, some homeless guy basically on his bike, he came by and offered us $37 for the metal, you know, for the sign.
Okay.
And we're like, yeah, yep, we'll take it. So I hope it's okay with you. We're just going to split it 50-50. It's $18.50 each.
So you sold the Adopt-a-Road sign that we had?
Yeah, the sign and the two posts that were holding it up. He's over there with the hacksaw, like, taking it down right now. Or he's headed over that direction, I guess.
Is there a reason why you sold it and didn't ask us before you sold it?
Well, it's because $37, and it's like if we split it 50-50, that's $18.50 each.
Okay.
So,
I'm not sure I'm understanding why you would sell the sign, though.
Because he's offering us $37 for the metal. It's basically like free money.
Okay. Can I get your name and number? Because I'm going to actually have the person who actually walks that road every day call you.
What do they walk the road for? Like
he
working?
He cleans up trash. He adopted the road, so he walks the road every morning.
Oh, I thought most people, you know, they just hire a company to do
it. No.
That's weird.
So what's your name?
Seems like a waste of time. This is Steve Dave.
Can you say your last name?
Sure. D-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm. And your number?
Do you have caller ID by chance?
You don't know your own phone number?
Well, you don't have caller ID?
No, I do have caller ID.
Which one of us is being lazy?
And you said you were at the Maryland Comptroller's office?
Yep, that's me. Yep. But I don't see why you're giving me an attitude about this. I mean, I'm basically trying to give you free money.
$18.50, though. I mean, it's not like it's a huge amount of money.
Well, it's maybe not huge to you, but you know what that is to me? That's 18 and a half loaves of bread.
Okay, well, I will have Mr. Lyons call you since he is the one who actually did this.
I mean, you think you work in a CPA office, you'd know more about money.
Yes.
Every little bit counts.
I'm just, like I said, he walks that street, and I think he's going to get very upset when he drives by and sees that the signs aren't there.
And nobody looks at those signs anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I will have him call you. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Did you get the number? Did you manage to figure out how to do that?
420-6969?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for having an attitude with me and being kind of a
no problem. You have a great day.
Big jerk.
Bye.
Oh, that was great. She repeated the number for me. I don't even care anymore that I didn't get to talk to Carmen. I wonder which person in their office is going to look at the phone number and finally be like, that's a fake phone number, probably. And then he'll have to explain to his coworkers what 420 is and what 69 is. And it'll be really awkward. Yep, that's what's going to happen in that office. I think I need to do that one more time, the whole scrap metal thing. She was not happy.
Enterprises, how can I help you?
Hi there, this is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office. And I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay.
The one over on Brink Road?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that? Are you the one that manages the sign and all that?
No, I am not. I mean, I'm familiar with the fact that we have one, but I couldn't help you past that. You would like to speak maybe possibly with the office manager. However, she's not here today.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I could just talk to you about it. Like, this guy came by, and he's a scrap metal dealer, and he mm-hmm. offered us $37 for the sign. He's gonna he's dismantling it right now, and he's gonna take it to the scrapyard.
And this is the Adopt-a-Road sign that has Enterprises on it.
Yeah, the sign and the two poles that are holding it up. He's over there sawing it down. And
why is he taking it down? Did we request to have it taken down?
No, nothing like that. It's just that he deals in scrap metal, and he offered us $37, and I figured we could split it 50-50.
I can't give you that authorization.
Oh, well, I mean, I already did it. I'm not asking permission. I'm just letting you know. Like, I can come over, and maybe, like, if the office manager isn't there, maybe we could just split it ourselves, so you know, we can split it two ways
I'm sorry, you're going to have to forgive me, but I'm at a total loss at why someone would be cutting down one of our signs without our permission. I don't understand.
Well, because he gave us $37. I mean, he paid me in advance.
Uh-huh.
So I have okay. $37, and I have to go get some change from it, because I think it's like $18.50 each we'll get.
I would feel a lot more comfortable if you deal with the office manager about that.
Well, no. If you and I just do this together, we can split it 50-50. And that way, you know, we don't have to split it three ways. You know,
again, I would feel a lot more comfortable if you dealt with the office manager about
that. Yeah, but like, you know what? Fuck the office manager. Let's just split it. This is like an honesty test. That should be my new thing. I should call from the corporate office and try and get people to do dishonest things. In fact, here, let's call that lady back and let her in on the secret.
Enterprises.
Hey, is this the person I was talking to just a second ago?
No, this is not.
Oh, darn. Is she around?
Is there something I can help you with, sir?
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Enterprises. And could you just let her know that was just a sting operation? It was a trick, and it was a test, and she passed the test. We were just making sure that, you know, people there are honest.
Okay. Oh.
So you know, we've got the office we've got the office manager. He's on three way. He's listening right now, and he's very proud of her.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
The corporate office with Enterprises.
The corporate. We have a corporate office.
Yeah, you do. Look, just don't think about it. Just let her know that she passed the test and everyone's proud of her.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I should have done the applause like this so she'd think we're all in a conference room clapping for her. That would have been great. Here, let me call back and I'll do some applause for her. No, just kidding. Let's move on to the next one. I knew there wouldn't be a corporate office. These are all independent businesses that are desperate to put their names out there, so they do the Adopt-a-Road thing. Holy shit, they get really pissed off when you sell their signs and stuff. Maybe I should up the price or something. I'll tell them we're getting like $52 instead of $37. I think that's the real problem here. That lady I talked to, she's not really honest. She's just like, what, $18.50? That's not worth my time. I steal way more than that from petty cash, like, every day. I think I'm going to do the scrap metal thing for just one more person. So we'll try it on this next one. Looks like a landscaping place.
Landscaping, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. This is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office.
Yes, sir.
Hey there. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that? Are you the person that...
I am not, but if you hold on just a second, I will find someone who is.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, what's this? Sounds dramatic. This is some intense hold music. I feel like we're in the third act.
Hi, this is Tony. Can I help you?
Hey, Tony. This is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Okay.
You're familiar with that one?
Of course.
Okay. I just
Bonifin
wanted to...
Bonifin Road?
Yeah, that's the one...
Of course, I know where it is. I drive by it all the time.
Oh, yeah, cool. I kind of do, too. I'm over there on Pebblestone Road,
driving
up the thing.
I'm right off Sandy Ridge.
Yeah, I don't care. So this guy, he's a scrap metal dealer, and he offered us $37 for the sign, you know, for the metal. He's going to take it to the scrap yard and sell it.
Why? We're not using the signs anymore?
Well, no, we are, but he... you know, I was over there, and he's just like, hey, I'll give you, they'd probably give me about $37 for this. I don't know if he's being honest on the price, but it's still a pretty good deal, it seems like. So I told him, sure.
Why would you sell the sign?
Well, because he said it's worth $37, and, you know, we could split it. It's like $18.50 each.
We want our name. We want the sign there because we want our name to be seen.
Oh, nobody looks at those things, really. I mean, come on, look at the color.
Okay, well, we want to keep the sign there. I mean, $37. You're splitting. You want to split $37?
Yeah, $18.50 each. I mean, minus gas because I figured I'd come out there and drop it off, like.
Drop
like
what off?
The money.
The
Your share. You know, I'll just bring it over in cash.
Okay.
But I told the guy it was fine. I figured you guys would be okay with it. He's on his way over there right now with a hacksaw.
Well, who are you? I mean, who are you?
My name is Steve Dave. I work here in the...
I know it's... Okay.
Well, why'd you ask then?
I know your name's Steve Dave, but what's your capacity to make that decision to sell the sign? I'm confused a little bit.
Oh, well, I don't really
you
even
work for the county?
Yeah, but I'm just in the comptroller's office. I don't really deal with the Adopt-a-Road stuff too much, but I just figured we could keep this off the books, kind of keep it hush-hush, and, you know, we're both 18.
All right, hold on one second. Let me just see what my
richer.
Boss says. Hold on one second.
Okay. Oh, shit. Now the dramatic music is starting to make sense. Man, I want a recording of this. I could use this in my show all the time. Maybe I should just shut up. Stop talking over it. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to get out my sound hound. Figure out what this is. Oh, shit. It's getting intense now. Goddamn cell phone. It's so slow.
Far.
Whoa.
We've been traveling far.
I know this song, I think.
Without a home.
Hi there.
Shit. Oh, hello?
Yeah. Can you send me an email with what you're proposing? Because my boss isn't here right now, but I would want him to, like, see that. If you could just send me an email about it. But, I mean, do not have anyone cut the sign down yet.
Well, no, he's already on his way over there. He's on a bike.
Okay, well, we're not authorizing you to cut our sign down.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like $18.50. He said he'd get at least $37.
Okay.
He might even get more.
Okay, listen. You better call him back and tell him no, because we don't want the sign cut down.
He doesn't have a cell phone. He's a homeless guy. I just...
Who the heck are you? I mean, you don't even sound like... just, I'm going to call Adopt the Road right now because I want to find out what's going on because, I mean, this is not right, okay?
Well, don't mention me. I'm not trying to cause any trouble for anyone.
You sent somebody over to cut our sign down without even tell our permission. And we don't want our sign cut down. And we don't want the $18. We want our sign there.
So I can keep the entire 37.
No, we do not want the sign cut down.
Well, you don't have to yell at me about it. Ma'am, hello? Why'd she hang up on me for? And damn it, I never got to ask her what that song was. I'm sure all of you know what it is. It's like, I've heard that before. I just didn't know there was such a dramatic buildup at the very beginning. What a weird song to put into your phone system. Okay, let's move on to the next one. I guess I'll stop doing that idea, even though it's really fun. They sure don't like it when you send a homeless man over to cut their signs down.
Nabila speaking.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office. And I'm calling about your Adopt a Road sign.
Sure, one moment.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lamar.
Hi, Lamar. This is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office.
Oh, hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, not too bad. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm good, thank you.
That's good. I was just calling about your Adopt a Road sign.
Uh-huh.
Over there on Democracy Boulevard.
Yes, sir.
And were you aware of that new city ordinance that you can't have the signs mounted up on a pole anymore?
No. I thought Adopt a Road is the one who did those.
Yeah. We're just helping out today. We're letting everyone know that hasn't, fallen into compliance yet.
Oh, yeah. I thought that Adopt a Road was the one who was responsible for any and all signage because I don't think we've ever done anything regarding our sign.
Oh,
I mean, they make the sign.
We put the sign up, but anyway, like, we can't have it on poles anymore, so you're going to have to hire someone to, like, stand out there and spin it around.
What? Wait a minute.
Because, you know, like, how the sign spinners, for example, the ones out by the side of the road, like, they can't have signs mounted up. That's why they have people there. So that extends to all signs from now on. You know, except for official traffic signs, because that'd be weird.
So you're saying the whole Adopt-a-Road program basically is going away?
No.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Because the whole point of us committing to it was to have the signage up.
Well, you'll still have the sign.
I don't understand that.
Have to hire someone to stand out there and spin it around.
Yeah, but that defeats the purpose because it's up there 24/7, 365.
Yeah, you could have someone stand out there 24/7, 365.
You really are kidding me, right?
No, not at nighttime. Of course. But in the daytime when people would see it, why not?
Why? Why would I spend that money? I think that's super expensive to hire somebody to have out there.
Well, they're trying
every
to figure
day.
Out ways to stimulate the economy and help, you know, create more jobs because automation's taken all the jobs and stuff. We've got to do something.
I'm just really shocked. I mean, no offense, Steve, this is almost like a prank call. I mean, I swear, I don't mean to be.
Oh, no.
I just feel like this is like crazy.
That's a little offensive to say that to me, but.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it personally at all.
Oh,
it just seems so odd. Now, I understand if there's signage issues and you have to change your ordinances accordingly. I totally get that. But the idea behind Adopt a Road was to... So, I mean, like, is that going to happen in every neighborhood all over the state?
Well, it's mostly a city ordinance right now, but yeah, they're trying to make it a state law. It's just to help create more jobs. So you're going to see a lot of people out there spinning signs. If everything goes well, maybe they'll start spinning stop signs.
Wow. Is there any way that I could get some information in writing on this? Because I'm like a little confused about it. I want to just sort of follow up with my boss and let him know what the scoop is. And I don't really have a whole lot of information at all regarding what the new ordinance is.
Yeah.
Is that something that I can? Would you be able to email me something?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I could email
you
the
link. And then your contact info as well, so I could call you if I have any other questions.
There's this website called Let Me Google That For You. I'm going to send you a link through that to the new law.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I'll do that.
Do you have my email address?
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Oh, you're awesome. Okay, and Steve, I apologize. I did not mean to sound insensitive.
Yeah,
I honestly
yeah.
did not. I apologize, and I hope you accept my apology. It wasn't intended that way at all.
No, it's
I was
okay.
just sort of shocked.
It's no problem.
I just am shocked.
When you first said that,
I thought I would have heard it from Adopt-A-Road is all.
Oh, I'm well, you are. You confused. Know, they're having us call in. There's a lot of people to call. But yeah, when you first mm-hmm. said that, I was almost like, what? Fuck you, lady, and slammed down the phone.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I did not intend for that to be the case at all. At all.
But
so
I didn't. I didn't do it. I.
Well, you kind of just did, but that's okay. Okay, well, if you could send me the information, that'd be super duper. Anything you can send me would be wonderful, and I'll share it with my boss, and we'll go from there.
All right. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a nice day. Bye. Jesus. I couldn't talk. Her reaction when I said, fuck you, lady, that ended it for me. Couldn't talk after that. Oh, yeah, it looks like there must have been two other pages here, because this page starts on the D's, and the second page ends on the P's, so maybe I did the first and last page before on that show that I apparently did earlier this year. I just noticed that. It's all nice and alphabetized. Thanks, Uncle Runkle. And thank you, person who submitted this idea. Shit, I forget who it was now. But they submitted that idea in the chat room when I was doing the show live. Why am I not doing the show live? I'm suddenly realizing that's kind of stupid. I'm gonna, like, take a break right now. I'm gonna get some stuff set up, YouTube or whatever, and I'm gonna do the rest of this live because it's a XYZ show day. It's Friday morning, and he goes on in about 90 minutes. So it's crazy for me not to go on. Here, I'm going to play some voicemails while I get things set up.
Hey, Brad, I was just wondering, what is the name of the song that goes... that's it. Hey, by the way, you never gave me an echo, so I would like one last echo, if you don't mind. Okay. So long,
whatever. You guys, I don't know what the hell he was talking about, what that song was. If you know what he's talking about, answer him in the comments somewhere.
Hey, Brad. It's Mason. I was just wondering, like, what are you going to do for the 400th episode of Snowboxing?
Oh, shit.
You better do something pretty cool for the 400th episode.
Maybe probably nothing.
But the 500th sounds real far away, so see you, dude.
Yeah, this is what I get for numbering the episodes like I've started doing. Now you guys want me to do number anniversaries. Which I never had to do before.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Oh, hey, Olga.
I just want to let you know that I survived the hurricane.
Oh,
I'm
yay.
Not floating in the middle of a lake or That's something in a boat.
Great to hear.
So I'm fine, just in case anybody was worried. I doubt it, but, just letting y'all know I'm alive.
Yay. Olga's alive, everyone.
Do I have a joke for you?
I hope so.
No, not today.
Fuck.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye, Olga. Olga lives down near Houston, everyone. We were pretty sure she was dead, but apparently she's not. So yay. You'd think if she was alive, though, she could have come up with a joke.
Hey, Brad. It's user fan with PH. Just kind of catching up on shows. I think I'm like three behind now. Anyways, I thought of a dumb idea. You know what the intro is. So it might be kind of homework assignment for other listeners if we like created a list of just obscure famous people, athletes, actors, whatever, from 1980s or even to the early 90s. Alex Keaton, shit like that. And then you can, if somebody's, talking about running or something like that, you can say, what do you think I am, Bo Jackson, you dumb motherfucker? Without the dumb motherfucker, maybe, but, yeah, so that's what I got for you.
Okay.
Shit, been like 300 miles so far today, I'm delirious. See ya.
Yeah, well, get to work. Basically, you want me to say, who do you think I am, and insert some celebrity's name. I think that's what I'm getting from that. But I don't know. Who do you think I am? Tom Cruise?
Hello, good morning. I'm calling from the Short Pump Walmart Photo Center. This message for Brad Carter.
God,
you ordered 120x30 photo order by online on the August 15th to let you know your photo order is ready for the pickup. Thank you.
I've got so many Walmart calls in my voicemail today. I've just been deleting them and not mentioning them.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
If you're not the one who's doing Dean Timber, who is?
Carlito.
That's all.
And Dwight, I guess, I don't know how it's all organized over there. I just know I asked Carlito if he would do it, and he's like, sure. So all those guys over there, they're going to get people to leave notes too. We're all going to get people to leave notes. And if all goes well, we should have a really awesome Ding Timber this year. We're just kind of off to a late start. So leave those notes. Area code 626-269-8976.
Hey, RBCP. It's Kevin. I'm calling I just did the best thing ever, and I think you should try it, even though it's the end of your show. Call Verizon.
Oh, it's the middle of my show. You think you know my show or something? Why do you think the voicemails would be on the end? I always put them in the middle.
Or something, and just try to get to a representative, and then say, hey, I'm calling from the corporate office. Do you have your cell phone on you right now? And then try to verify a Google phone number with them.
Yeah.
What you do is you have the Google verification, like set up a new email address, and then go to Google verifications.
Why do I need a new email address?
And try to set up a new Google voice number with that, and then try to send it to whatever phone number he or she gives you.
Yeah.
And then you call them on that and tell them, just be like, I'll give you a call right after, we hang up, after they give you the code. So that
That's
way
brilliant.
We can verify your employee phone, because we don't have that verified yet. So make sure you write down that number that they give you, the code that they give you.
Okay, I'm going to do
it. And then on Google, you'll have that opened up, and you'll
this
call
totally isn't computer hacking.
Back, and you'll be like, hey, what was that code? And then you'll have their phone number.
I get it. Okay, this goes on for a while. It's another 45 seconds. I don't know. Here, let's see what else.
Then you could have all the car ding calls go to that one person.
Yeah.
This can be the new Ding Timber, and then you can call him at the end of the month and then say, hey,
you mean just give them all away?
You can make something up. You can find it, like, ask the listeners, what would be the best thing to do with that guy after we put his after we put that Google voice number, because you can forward all the calls to that Google voice number to that guy.
This sounds like harassment.
So
I can't do this.
But I guess that would kind of suck.
I can't do bad things.
Listeners could call him and then snitch on you.
Yeah,
so this
that's
is
true.
All a really bad idea.
Yeah, what the hell? Come on.
Everything.
Terrible idea.
Hey, Brad. Calling from the West Coast. Went back and listened to every single episode and realized I have no life.
Good job.
Anyways, love you. Fuck boy.
Nope, no echo for you. Too bad. I didn't feel like moving my hand to make the echo happen.
Hey, Brad. It's Crazy Calvin.
Hey.
I have an idea that you should use for the Ding Timber calls.
Okay.
You should be like, hey, I drive the same model car that you have, and I noticed that your front emblem was a bit shinier than mine, so I peeled the emblems off of our cars and switched them around.
All right.
Anyways.
I'll add that to my list.
Crazy Calvin, away!
Ah, shit. Oh, too late. I tried. Sorry, I missed it.
Hey, Brad. I was watching the news last night, and they told me about a fire in Oregon. I looked it up on the internet.
They didn't tell you about it. It's not like the TV's talking to you. It's just a broadcast. Come on. Quit being delusional.
An hour and 14 minutes away from you, driving distance, and that could pretty much just blow up in like less than 20 minutes if the fire wants to go that way.
Yeah.
Really hoping you're safe.
That'd be a bummer.
And
I think we're okay.
Thank you for all the laughs anyways.
We're in the valley. You don't have to talk like I'm dead already. Jeez.
Just please be safe. Because, I mean, there are so many people with so much depression and crap going on, and you are like literally the thing that keeps us going.
You're really bumming me out.
I hope
I'm sorry,
okay.
I'm just kidding.
And,
just kidding.
I hopefully will talk to you later.
Wow.
Add your machine
wow.
before you get to play this message. Then,
that's kind of negative.
Oh, what can I do? Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm sorry, Miko. I'm just messing with you. I'm glad that you hope I won't die. And I doubt the fire is going to reach us way down here. I actually drove up to Portland, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before. I had lunch up there with some family, and we were like within a couple of miles of the evacuation zone, like where they were actually getting people out of their houses and making them leave. But the restaurant was still open, so we had some food. Oh, and this gives me an excuse to play a clip from this video that Sunshine recorded while we were in the car. Like, we were going somewhere, in the car, listening to the FM, and the emergency alert signal came on. I'm like, holy shit, it's North Korea, this is the end. But nope, instead this kidnapper voice came over the radio, and this is what we heard. Sunshine recorded this. This is just, you know, we missed the beginning of it. Holy shit. That's creepy.
Now is the time.
Some kidnapper voice telling us about fire danger. And then it just kind of ended right in the middle of it, and the music started up again, and it was a very bizarre thing. They probably had Chad working over at the radio station, and he fucked it up somehow. We're fine, though, Miko. The fire's really far away, you know, hour and a half. The air is really smoky down here, though. Like, I thought it was just cloudy out, but it's actually smoke. And up in Portland, it was raining ash.
Hey,
that was pretty cool.
Love the peeing on the door handle. An idea you could use to extend further is let them get pissed off at you about peeing on their door handle, and then tell them it's because you had to relieve yourself after being on a long AIDS or cancer run. And then
they probably wouldn't care. They probably wouldn't feel bad. They're like, whatever, I don't care about your problems. You peed on my door handle.
When they say, why didn't you tell me sooner? Make it out to be
that.
Their fault that everything is, you know, not about fame. And, yeah, I'm sure you'll do great. Keep going, man.
I'll try to remember that one.
Hey, Brad. I've got a quick request regarding the Dean Timber episodes.
Okay.
Basically,
if there's going to be any. Holy shit, we're a week into it.
I was hoping maybe you could rebroadcast the episodes that Dwight and Carlito are going to be doing.
Well, I'm not going to rebroadcast the entire episodes. Or wait, maybe I will. Maybe if they want me to, I could just throw one up on the feed or something if it's, you know, it's like a really awesome one, if you guys want me to. But I was thinking about just grabbing occasional calls that were really great from their shows and putting them on this show. I wanted to do that all month. So yes, I hope to do something like that.
On your...
Maybe not entire shows, though.
Podcast feed or like as a special Patreon thing.
Yeah.
Because it looks like...
Good idea.
I mean, Dwight and Carlito haven't been good at updating their podcast feeds.
Yeah,
Dwight hasn't updated his.
They do lots of live shows, like on the weekend. They get on the Mixler, and they do some really fun shows. But it's a pain in the ass to edit them and put them on the feed.
June 2016, and Carlito hasn't updated his since January.
Complain.
So, I mean, or could you maybe talk to them and strongly encourage them?
Don't they keep them on the Mixler, though?
They update their podcast feeds for Dean Timber or something like that, or if you could rebroadcast it. I mean, that'd be swell. Thank you.
Can't you just go to their Mixler? Isn't there a Mixler archive over there? By the way, on XYZ's show today, I noticed he was calling it the MixLR. I guess that's the proper way to say it. And that made me realize it actually means mix left, right. My mind was just totally blown when I noticed that. I'm not going to say it like MixLR, though. That sounds dumb. You're dumb, XYZ. What are you doing? But yeah, Prank Call Nation showreel. Looks like the last show that's broadcast to the showreel was on August 30th. It was the Party Time show. But I see a Carlito thing in here. There's another Carlito. There's another... Oh, wait. No, that one's Carlito. It's all Carlito. Why doesn't Dwight upload his shows? What the hell, Dwight? There's a ton of Carlito shows in here from this year. Everyone go to Mixler.com/prankcallnation/showreel and listen to the Carlito shows.
Hey, bro. This is Gilbert Carlson. I wanted to give you a huge shout-out, bro. I'm fucking so happy for you.
Wow.
I'm so glad that you're
what
making
kind of weed
it
are you smoking?
And that you have been a pioneer on this prank call.
Just kidding.
Network. Aww. Community. And you are truly making it happen in a way that is beyond anyone else in this life.
Yeah, take that, everyone
known
else.
Known as Earth. And I just want to shout you out and shut you out all over my
shut
talk.
You up. Wait,
and
what?
I just think that you are the greatest person ever for doing what you did.
I'm glad.
Being strong and steadfast and just holding a sturdy, nice, big cock in your hand.
Damn it.
Doing it right.
I should have known
it'd
go
this
way.
Being the man with your Coca-Cola and your Diet Coke and, you know.
Yep.
You know,
okay.
Just sucking everybody's dick. I think you're fucking great, buddy.
Thanks.
I appreciate you so much. I look forward to your future.
I'm going to turn your voicemail off now.
I hope that you keep doing it.
Okay. Well, that was nice, I think. I don't think I can handle any more voicemails after that, so let's get back to the show. Earlier today, as you heard before the voicemails started, I decided to go on the air. So right now, I'm getting ready to start the part of the show where I went on the air. So this is a live show. Try not to get too confused when half of the show is live and the other half is not live. I know it's kind of mind-blowing, but that's what's happening. Here's the live show from earlier today, brought to you by Fun Society Arcade. When you're in an arcade, Fun Society. Hey everyone, I've been doing some Adopt-A-Road calls today, like off the air, and then I'm thinking, like, what the hell, why am I doing that, why don't I just do them on the air? So I'm going to do a few of these before the XYZ show starts. This is an old list of Uncle Runkles, it's like a paper list, and I forgot about it because it got buried on my desk. And I was going to go on YouTube, and I didn't feel like setting up all the YouTube, and I'm like, you know what would be easier than just setting up YouTube is paying for a month of Mixlr. And just going on Mixlr, so I'm doing that. And several people told me I sucked for, you know, leaving the Mixlr, so I'll probably just stay on Mixlr. It's the easiest option.
Thank you for calling Klein.
You guys already have good ideas. Tim Riggy. Is that how you say your name? He says I need to say that they're widening the roads, so now they have to pay double. Teen Wolf Jesus wants me to do the entire show with the God Echo voice. Sure, that would go over well. Make the calls extra believable.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jan?
Yes.
Hey, Jan. This is Steve Dave. I'm with the comptroller's office here at the city. I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign.
My what?
Your Adopt-A-Road sign? The one over there on Groves and
I tried to cancel that years ago. I live in Florida now.
Oh, do you? Well, it's a funny thing you should mention that. We're sending your sign to Florida. It's going to be to help people board up their windows for the coming hurricane. You're not in the hurricane
okay.
zone, are you?
Sure, send it.
Okay, and we're going to have to charge you for the delivery fee, though.
No, I'm not saying. Sorry about that.
Oh, yes, you are, because you signed a contract when you set up the sign.
Sorry. And, goodbye.
Oh, no, you can't just say goodbye and it'll be gone. It's not how life works, ma'am. That was Tim Riggy's idea. She didn't like that. She's just like, she left that state. She's like, fuck this place. I'm going to Florida. She wants nothing to do with her old life. They have to pay for the solar panel upgrades to their sign. That's a good one. Strange life. Maybe I'll try.
National, this is Marion. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Marion. This is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office. I was calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign.
Hold one second. Let me see who I can get to help you. Hold one moment, okay?
Okay. What's it going to be, though? A second or a moment?
A second moment. 1 second.
Contradicted yourself again.
Carrie.
Fuck.
Is not available. After the tone, please record
right.
your message.
Fuck it. Just gonna move on to the next one. That lady's impossible.
Jim Newsall? Hello?
Oh, hey, I thought that was like a voicemail. He hung up. Shit. Okay, fuck. Didn't that sound like a voicemail? Like, Jim Newsall? Cannot come to the phone. Hello, Jim?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. You answer
Hello?
Your phone. You answer your phone like a voicemail system. It's weird.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm calling from the comptroller's office. I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign over there on Sorrel Avenue.
It hasn't been there for years.
Yeah, but your sign's still there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What, did you stop?
On Sorrel?
Yeah, did you stop paying on it or something?
Sorrel hadn't been on there for years.
Oh no, they put it back up. It's been there. It's been back for years.
You're kidding?
No, no. What? Did you not want it there or something?
Well, whoever lived in that area, somebody called me and said they didn't like it and would like to have it removed. And I called the oh gosh, that's some years ago.
Why didn't they like it?
Pardon me?
Why didn't they like it?
I guess they thought it was intruding on their private space or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I guess they were feeling nostalgic for the days when the sign was there, and they all got together and put it back.
You're kidding.
No. They put up three of them.
Three signs?
Yeah, adopted by, realtors.
By what? Realtors?
Yeah, well, I was trying not to say that on the air, but yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah, you have three signs, but anyway, that's not why I'm calling. It's been like that for years. You don't have to worry about all that.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be taking your signs down and shipping them to Florida for the hurricane victims to be. They're going to use them to help board up their windows and stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So,
that's fine.
What?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to help people. It's going to help protect their houses and hopefully their lives and I don't know.
That's wonderful.
They'll probably send it back, whenever the hurricane's over, assuming they're not dead or they haven't been all mangled up when the house floated away. The house is mangled up, not the people.
That's great. Good.
Yeah.
And who am I talking to?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with the Comptroller's office here in Potomac.
Huh.
But, yeah, the bonus is that, if they do lose their home, if it gets all flooded and gross and moldy and stuff, who are they going to call? They're going to look in their window and they're going to see your realtor sign and...
That'll be interesting if they do.
Yeah, you'll probably need to start commuting to work to sell houses.
I guess so, yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm glad you're amused by this, but people are probably going to die. I'll let you get going.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You do the same. Thank you.
I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Unlike those people in Florida are going to have. When the three hurricanes hit them.
No, unfortunately, they won't have a very nice weekend, I'm afraid.
Yep, not like you're going to have.
Nope, that's for sure. Okay, Steve, thank you.
As long as we're clear on that. Okay, have a nice day and a nice weekend.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Have a good one. Okay, there he goes. Mr. Icicle wants to know if there will ever be phone mobs again, like the old radio station auction ones. And yes, hell yes, there needs to be. I have a list. Let me look at my list. Maybe we could just turn this whole show into a radio mob. Let's see. Phone mobbing. Yeah, I have a list here. Here's one that does 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific daily. Like during the week, Monday through Friday. We did them once. We did them on 3/28/2015. It looks like I made a note here. The hosts had a good sense of humor, but stopped the show within 30 minutes because of us. That's my note that I wrote on it. But yeah, I have a whole list here. We need to start doing some radio mobs again. They don't start for another 4 hours on that one. But yeah, I should come back in 4 hours. Do another live show. Okay, let's call a spiritual mission here that adopted a road sign. Apparently God told them to put a big piece of metal in the ground next to a road.
This is Presumption.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey there. I didn't hear you pick up. I'm sorry. This is Steve Dave from the Comptroller's office.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling from the Adopt-a-Road place here in the city about your Adopt-a-Road sign over there on Hawkins Creamery Road.
Yes. Where are you now?
I'm in the Comptroller's office. He went out to lunch, so I'm just using his office until he gets back.
Okay.
I'm hoping he won't know. But, the phone in my office doesn't work very well.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'm calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one that takes care of the Adopt-a-Road sign there?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be upgrading your Adopt-a-Road sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have solar panels on on the top, and we're going to put, battery packs on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, solar panels and battery packs. On
how much that cost?
It's going to cost approximately $15,000. So we were thinking maybe you guys could pay half of that. I think that comes out to about
$9,000.
Okay, all right. But I mean, isn't that awesome though? Like solar cells and
Do we have my email ID?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay, please send me that email.
Okay.
Details what price and what size.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Isn't that cool though? Your sign's going to have solar cells on top of it and a battery pack on the back of it.
Please send all details. You can send it. I will check it.
Yeah, but don't you think that's cool? Like we're bringing you into the 21st century. Your mm-hmm. adopt a road sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Solar cells and battery packs.
Okay, you can send me email. I will check it.
Aren't you going to ask what they're for? You're ruining my joke.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I'll let you go. I'm going to call Kappa Alpha instead.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye. What a dick. I hate that guy. Hate him. How dare he not react to anything I say?
We could not complete your call. Yeah. Please try again.
All right. Rest in peace, Kappa Alpha. On this one, I'm going to say Tom Hanks used the sign.
This is Paula. How can I help you?
Hey, Paula. This is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office. I'm calling about your adopt a road sign.
Let me transfer your call for 1 sec.
Okay. Can you do it in a moment instead of a second? That seems more realistic.
Thank you for calling Club. This is Cheryl McKenning. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. This is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office. And
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's great. I'm just calling about your adopt a road sign. Are you familiar with that?
Nope.
Oh, do you know who would be? There's an adopt a road sign over there on Glen Mill Road.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me like what you're really looking for? Maybe I can direct you in the right.
Oh, place. I wanted to let whoever's in charge of it know that we're going to be upgrading it with solar cells and battery packs.
Okay.
And graphene.
I'll tell you what. Probably want to talk to our general manager.
Oh, hurry up. Get him on the phone.
Okay, I'll transfer you over.
Okay, do it in a moment.
Okay.
Not a second.
Right.
It wasn't that funny. You didn't have to pretend to laugh. That's actually really stupid. Anyone that laughed at that, get the fuck out of my Mixler. Yeah, I'm going to do the Braille thing. I promise. That was on my list already.
Thanks for calling David Pendy. Unfortunately, I am out of the office at the present time.
Dang it. He sounded confused in his voicemail message, like he wasn't expecting that beep. 12 minutes to XYZ, everyone. I got to finish up this list in 12 minutes.
May I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the comptroller's office.
Yes?
I was calling about your adopt-a-highway sign over there on Danville.
Okay.
Yeah, you know that one? Are you the one that takes care of that?
I'm not, actually.
Oh, well, who is?
Probably the owner. I would have to ask him. What is your question?
Well, we're just going to be doing some upgrades on the sign, and I needed to just get his approval real quick.
Okay, well, let me get your name and number, and I'll have him call you.
Oh, I can't just call him? We can't put him on three-way?
No.
Why not?
Sir.
Come on, take some initiative. He wants to know about this.
If you want to call back, fine, but otherwise I can take a message for
does,
you.
Does he know that he hired a complete bitch as a secretary?
Fuck you.
All right, that's our show today. We'll see you next time. Is she still there? It's not disconnecting. Oh, shit. There it goes. That sure escalated, didn't it? I'm kind of upset now. I mean, I kind of want to quit. That was not cool. Devin wants me to ask for an apology.
Good afternoon. This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Steve Dave from the Adopt a Road department here.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing today?
It's Friday. That's helping, helping the mood, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, hey, I just had some quick questions about your sign.
Yes, sir.
The one over on Lewisdale Road, you know that one, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we're just going to be upgrading it. We're going to put solar cells on top.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, and a few battery packs on the back side of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yep. And they're saying the charges are going to be right around $12,000, and we'll cover about half of that.
Who's going to cover the other?
Well, you would, because it's your sign. But, I mean, it's kind of worth it, because it's going to have solar cells on top and batteries on the back.
Yeah, I think I would opt to not have that, then.
Oh, well, it's too late. They're already doing it. They're going to upgrade all the signs. They're all going to have solar cells and battery packs.
Gotcha.
No lights, though.
And what are those going to do there?
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Well, they're solar cells and battery packs. They're just, I don't know. I mean, they're not hooking them up to anything. Your sign's not lit up or anything, because that costs too much money to light them up at night. But it's environmentally friendly. That's the important thing. It's not like, you know, gas-powered or anything.
Sure. And so you were calling for?
Just to let you know, they're definitely doing it, and it's going to be about $12,000. Most likely they'll send you a bill for that.
Okay.
And you can choose to pay whatever you feel like is fair, but, you know, I think half would be fair.
Right. Okay. So I guess I would just opt out of the Adopt the Highway thing then.
Oh, no, you can't do that, because you've already signed the contract and everything. We're also going to have to do some tree removal. You know how there's trees around your sign?
Okay.
Because, you know, that'll block the sunlight for the solar cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wouldn't be able to charge the batteries.
Yeah, that would stink.
Yep. Got to pay for tree removal as well. We'll put that on the invoice. That's not included in the $12,000.
Okay. And so you were, I guess, what, new to the county?
Why do you say that?
Yeah, because it's usually, there's another manager that's...
Oh, are you talking about Ryan Jardina?
Excuse me?
Ryan Jardina, is that who you're referring to? He went to the video store. He'll be back like in about an hour.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm not finished yet. Like, so, you know, we got more to talk about here.
What's the end game?
What's that?
What's the end game?
There's no end game. I'm just letting you know it's been upgraded. Why does there have to be an end game? Why do you think there's... Why do you think there's anything to this? It's just, you know, things advance. Stuff gets evolves and upgraded. Got to keep up with
the
times.
That's going to be a fancy sign.
Yeah. It's got solar cells and batteries.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And if you don't pay, we're going to put a display underneath your business name that says Deadbeat.
Okay, sounds great. All right, this has been fun. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye. I'm very disappointed in this call. I want someone to get really pissed off about the solar cell thing. I want the solar cells to do nothing. I just want them to be there. Just be there collecting sun. Maybe we'll need it someday.
Tree service, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the Adopt a Road department.
Yeah.
And I was just calling about your Adopt a Road sign over on Jerusalem Road.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that? Are you the one that takes care of it?
Yes, me and Valerie.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be upgrading it.
Okay.
So there's going to be, some fees involved. Like, they're putting solar cells on top of it.
Okay.
And they're going to put four battery packs on the back of the sign.
So it lights up at night or something?
Oh, no, it doesn't. None of this does anything. It's just to upgrade it, so it'll you know, it'll be more more modern.
So are you doing that to all the Adopt-a-Road signs in the county?
Most likely, yeah. We're starting with yours. We're going to be upgrading them all eventually.
Are you with the town of or are you with the county?
Yeah, the county.
You're with the county, okay. Yep. So what are these fees that are involved?
Well, it's about $12,000 to install all the solar cells, and we just figured maybe you could pay about half of it.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, no, we would only pay for half of it, and then you would pay for the other half, you know, just around $6,000.
No, you know what? I don't know who you really are, but you need to send something. We need to receive something in the mail. This is really happening.
What do you mean you don't know who I really am? I told you who I am. Steve Dave from the Adopt-a-Highway Department with the county.
Right, and you think that we're going to pay that much money to have a sign on the side of the road?
Well, it's for the solar upgrades. It's for solar cells and battery packs. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, no, we're not interested.
Well, no, we're definitely... Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Was that Valerie?
No, that's not her name.
Oh, okay. Well, can you tell whoever that was to please shut the fuck up? Like, stop butting into our conversation? Please. Ma'am?
Shut
the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, she's still talking. Can you please just real quick, just tell her to shut the fuck up?
Sir, I don't understand why someone... as yourself, would want to call here and speak to us in such a way.
Well, no,
I mean, would you like the owner to call you? I'm sure he'd be happy to give you a call.
Yeah, that'd be fine if he wants to do that.
What's your phone number, sir?
She was derailing our conversation was the problem. Like, you know, we're just...
The manager's here, and I was letting them know to let you know that we don't get any business from those signs.
Excuse me, ma'am. I noticed you haven't shut the fuck up yet.
What's your phone number?
That would be on your caller ID. Just look on your caller ID, and there it is. That's
I'm looking at it right now. I'm leaving a note for the owner. Can I have your number?
Well, if you're looking at it, why do you need it? It's right there. Like, look on your display.
But I'm not looking at the caller ID right now. Okay. Well, you don't want to leave your name and number?
You don't have to yell at me. No, we can...
Nobody's yelling at you. I'm sorry. We're very busy here right now, but thank you.
Yeah, it sounds real busy there. Tim in the chat room says that woman in the background sounds like a real prize. I agree. Wow, there's a lot of people involved. There's Valerie. There's some unnamed male person that's going to give me a call back. That's a big business over there. God, look, XYZ's hanging out in his own chat room. What a loser.
Hello?
Hi. Is this the realtor?
Yeah, this is Judy Milstein.
Oh, hey, Judy. This is Steve Dave from the Adopt-a-Road Department. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Road sign over there on Morningwood.
Yeah.
Are you the person that takes care of that?
Yeah, I do. My kids help me, and my husband helps me.
Okay, that's great. I'm just calling to let you know that we sold your sign to a scrap metal dealer.
Like okay.
He came by when I was over there and said he could probably get a few bucks from it. But like, I mean, he's talking like something like $70 or so.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, you know, we could split it. I hope that's okay. I told him we could just split it. Like, I'll give you like 35 because he's going to take your sign down and sell it to a scrap metal dealer. And they'll melt it down and turn it into, I don't know, whatever they turn it into. Gold, I guess.
That's fine.
Yep. So you want me to just come by over there and give you the $35? That would be your share.
Well, you could keep it for Adopt-a-Road.
Oh, no, I'm not doing, no, look, I was just trying to make a few extra bucks. You know, I was thinking we could just keep it on the DL.
But you're on Adopt-a-Road, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to put this in the records. I was thinking, you know, he's just going to come by after he goes to the scrapyard, and he's going to bring whatever money they give him, and we'll split it in half, and I'll bring over the other half in cash.
But aren't you with Adopt-a-Road?
Yeah. But he's offering like $70 for the metal on the sign.
Right, but doesn't Adopt-a-Road want those signs up?
Nobody looks at them. Nobody really looks at them. It's all just a big scam anyway. Come on. let's just make a few bucks on the side. We won't tell anyone.
Yeah, but drop the road, I have to fill out reports for them.
Yeah, yeah, you'll still be a part of the program. There just won't be a sign there. Nobody's going to notice. Like, nobody's ever looked at your sign. Those things are pointless.
Well, there's two signs.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. $70 for both signs and the poles that hold them up.
I mean, does Adopt a Road care if they're sold? Don't they belong to them?
Look, you're not getting it. We're not going to tell them. We're doing this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's legal to do.
No, I don't think it's illegal. It's just, you know, we're just making a few bucks on the side, and I'm going to split it with you.
I don't think we should do that because unless they approve it. I thought you were with Adopt a Road approving it that they were coming to get all the signs.
No. This is just some guy on a bike. He's like a homeless guy. He's going over there right now with a hacksaw to cut it down.
Well, then Adopt a Road need to put another one up.
Well, yeah, maybe they will. Maybe, like, let's just not tell them. Maybe they'll just think it got stolen.
No, I can't do something like that. I'm not. I thought you were somebody with Adopt a Road, and that's what you were doing. No, I'm not going to do that. That sign belongs to them.
It's $35. I mean, if we get that much, it might be less. It might be more. You never know. But he says we'll get like
30. No. No, I don't want to do that.
It'll be cash. It'll be cash. You don't have to write it down anywhere.
I don't care. I don't even know who you are, and I'm going to talk to Adopt a Road and ask if you're allowed to do that.
Well, don't tell them. No, don't tell anyone. Don't be a snitch.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave. I work over in the comptroller's office.
At Adopt a Road.
Yeah, at Adopt a Road. I'm using Bob's office. Phone.
No, I don't want to get involved with that. I don't want them cutting that down.
Are you saying I should just keep the entire 70 myself?
No, I think that you shouldn't do it, and if they do it, I'll call Adopt a Road and tell them
have
to put a new sign.
Don't tell them.
I don't know you, and I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved.
Okay, well, just forget I called.
Maybe you should have them do somebody else's sign and take that money. I'm not getting involved with
that. Well, no, he asked me. He said specifically your sign, because, you know, I was over there just doing something.
If they take it down, I'm going to call to Adopt a Road and let them know what's going on.
You're being a tattletale. You're being a tattletale, ma'am.
I don't even know who you are. Okay, all right, sure. I'm going to go now.
Okay, well, you don't have to be such a tattletale about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
you don't know what I'm talking about.
Adopt a Road and let them know.
You've probably been a tattletale your entire life. I bet back in school you were a tattletale. Just your entire life. So these people have a bunch of listings. Oh yeah, she said they have two. But I think there's another lady here. I think she has her own, but she's with the same company.
Hello?
Hi, is this the realtor?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, is this Diane?
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
This is Diane.
Hi.
What can I do?
Hi, Diane. It's Steve Dave from the Adopt a Road department. You have that Adopt a Road sign,
Steve.
Over there on...
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. The one over on Montrose, right? You have that one?
I do, and I get my landscapers out there to clean it up.
Oh, that's good. I mean, if you don't want to do it yourself, if you want to be lazy, that's the way to go.
I'm not lazy, believe me. I have my men go there at least 5 times a year.
I'm not lazy. I just have my servants go do it for me. Yep, I get it. I'm calling though. There's like a small problem with your sign.
What's the matter?
Well, it's not in Braille. Like, so blind people can't see it.
Well, how are blind people driving a car?
Have you ever heard of self-driving cars?
All right, tell me what's going on. I don't get it.
Well, there's no Braille underneath the sign, underneath the letters. You know how you reach up and you can feel the letters, those little dot things, like on ATM machines and stuff?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, like blind people, like they can't see the lettering on your sign or feel it or whatever, so...
So you're calling everybody who has signs on all the roads in Montgomery County?
Well, most people have that on their signs, but you don't have it on yours, so you need to get some Braille lettering on there.
So how do you do that, and what does that cost?
Well, you know, the sign's really big, so you can just kind of improvise, just get something that's bumpy and, like, glue it up there. Just you know, like salad bowls, metal salad bowls. But if you could paint them like green, so they match the, you know, the background of the sign.
Jeez, I don't get this. I really don't understand.
Do you know what Braille is, ma'am?
Yes, of course.
Okay, yeah, it's for blind people, so they can read your adopt a road sign.
Well, what's a salad bowl have to do with it? I don't get it. That's green.
Well, no, like, you know, the sign's really big. I know it doesn't look that big from the ground, but it's a really big sign. You have to put big stuff up there to make the Braille. Like, I'm saying you can do, like, a makeshift Braille. Like, you could just, I don't know, you could just mold clay or something into little bumps.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do about that. I mean...
Yeah, just get up there with a ladder. Or have one of your servants do it.
Get up there and do what? Tell me what to do.
Put some Braille lettering underneath the regular lettering. So the
blind... How do I get the... But I don't understand how to get the Braille lettering.
Oh, just make some. Just look on the internet. Look on YouTube. How to make Braille lettering on your adopter road sign.
How to make Braille lettering on your adopter road sign.
Yeah, there's probably videos. There's probably a bunch of videos on that.
All right. Do you mind sending me an email so I have this exactly in my hand?
I don't know. Why can't I? I'm doing a phone call, so I don't have to email you, because I hate typing. You know, I'm a slow typer. But when you're putting that Braille lettering up, can you make sure you don't scratch the sign? Because those signs are expensive.
I don't know what to do.
And like when you've
got me, you've got me really concerned here.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I'm in a place where I can't talk.
Oh, that's weird.
And
you've been talking
all
this
time. Could you call my home office and leave a message there?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, it's
30. Okay, all right.
But you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, when you put your ladder up there on the sign, can you put socks over the ends of the ladder so it doesn't scratch the sign?
I'll do my best.
Okay, I'm just telling you that because I'm a slow typer and I don't want to type all that out. So make sure you put socks over the little ends of the ladder. Put socks up there.
So that it doesn't scratch the post.
Yeah, maybe double layers of socks just to be safe because we don't want the sign scratched.
Please could you call my home office? 3...
Okay. All right.
Okay, I
can do
that,
but I'm not going to say that part. And just remember, green salad bowls, paint them green, just spray paint them.
And then what?
And then, you know, glue them up there. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I don't own a sign. I just work in the office.
You mean you put the green plastic bowl over the sign with the letters?
Yeah, well, under it. So it makes those little bumps that blind people can feel with their fingers.
But can blind people feel through the green plastic bowl? See, I'm not understanding how this will work.
Ah, yeah, you might want to just get that servant of yours to do this.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I have to replenish and I have to give them the stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're saying a green plastic bowl.
Yep.
What do they do with a green plastic bowl?
Give your manservant several green plastic bowls. Well, you need a bunch of them so you can make all the bumps like that form all the letters. You're going to have to look up Braille on the internet.
Okay. I've never, ever had this happen before. So I'll look into it. I'll get your message.
You sure are talking a lot for being somewhere that you can't talk.
That's where I am right now. I had to go out in the hall.
Oh, okay. Yes. Where are you at? What are you doing?
I'm in a medical building.
Oh, okay. It's okay. They don't care. You can just talk in front of them. What are they going to do? I mean, you pay them.
No,
so.
You're not allowed to talk in front of them. I have to go out in the hall.
Oh, they're just being bitches when they say that. You can do that. You can talk on the phone.
You're not allowed. They have a sign saying no cell phone.
You know what you should do? You should say, "Have you ever heard of freedom of speech, motherfuckers?" You got to say.
All right. Bye.
You got to say motherfuckers to, you know, to really, you know, get your point across. Yeah. Are you pushing buttons? I'm having coughing fits over here. Sorry, everyone.
Never heard of such stuff. Some guy, Lord knows, 866 number.
calling saying I have my adoptive own signs, but they're not for people in Braille. I said, how's anybody going to drive on a road and feel Braille?
I love how she's talking like we're idiots, but she's the one that can't hang up her phone.
So then he said, I said, I'm sorry, I'm in a place where I cannot talk. Well, why can't you talk? I said, send me an email. No, I'm just one of the callers. I said, then leave a message on my home line and tell me what it is. He said, you have to get a plastic bowl and spray it green, and then you get your servant to put it up on the sign. I said, well, how somebody read Braille with a green plastic salad bowl under the sign? I don't get it.
Zach says she forgot to close her flip phone.
And then he said, well, have you ever heard of freedom of speech? And he said, tell the MF off. And I hung up.
Yeah, good point, Tim Riggy. She sure is talkative for someone who can't talk. Devin says they probably think she's crazy. What, she just leave the room? She's like, oh, that's nice, honey, and left the room. I think that's what just happened.
What? Yeah. Leave a message. I just want to see the...
If she comes back on, I'll play the dial tone.
I'll call him on, I guess.
She's old. She probably won't notice.
I'm going to call my machine.
Oh, shit.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. iPhone is disabled. Try again in 1 minute. iPhone is disabled. It's probably not hanging up.
Ma'am, this is the operator. Ma'am?
Says emergency.
This is the operator, ma'am. Ma'am, can you hear me?
He's doing something to my phone.
Ma'am, this is the...
Wait a minute.
Ma'am, this is the operator.
Hello?
Hello? This is the operator, ma'am?
What is wrong?
I'm with the phone company. This is the operator. What can I do for you, sir?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I got an emergency on this line, and I can't dial out.
An emergency? What kind of emergency?
I don't know. It says emergency on the phone.
Oh no, it's just telling you that, like, if you want to make an emergency call, like, to hit that button or whatever.
Oh, don't worry about it then.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I wasn't worried about it. I know there's no emergency.
Okay, sure.
Well, who are you? Who's this?
He says he works for the phone company. I don't believe that either.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm enjoying this ending to the show.
What is this?
I said the show. We're on a show on the internet, sir.
Sure.
Not the one meaning you. A different white cable.
This is the operator. Can I help you, ma'am?
He said, I believe I gave you a white cable. Nobody's talking.
Ma'am, this is the operator.
I gave you a white charger for your phone. Did he?
Oh, of course it's a white charger.
One of the doors.
Hello?
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 Yes.
You're calling me?
No, I just received a call.
May I help you? This is Diane.
Okay. Is your number begins with 866?
Yes.
Okay, you called me then. I didn't call you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a nice buy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you kindly.
Ma'am, this is the operator. Can you please deposit 25 cents? Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Ma'am. She finally hung up. Holy shit, that took forever. It's like, oh, maybe it's this red button here. Well, that was bizarre. What the fuck was that? I don't know. That guy that I connected, I was just, like, they weren't talking. I was just going to do the next call. Like, Zax told me to. I think it was Zax. Maybe it's someone else. Probably not. No, Zax never has good ideas. But, she just started talking to him. She won't talk to me, but she'll talk to some random guy that I put on the phone. Tim says they're staring at their phone still, for certain. They're probably going to be talking about this for weeks.
Good afternoon. This is Baron. Can I help you?
Hey, Baron. This is Steve Dave from the Adopt-A-Road department. I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Road sign. Over on Executive Boulevard.
On Executive Boulevard.
Yeah.
I have to get your name and telephone number and call you back on that.
Why?
What's your name?
Why can't we just talk about it now?
Because I don't have the listing and I'm in the middle of another search.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm
just
done with it, I'll be more than happy to check it and call you back.
No, just pause that search. Just drop everything and talk to me about your sign.
I cannot do that, sir.
Why? Like, what are you doing that's so
important? Why don't you want to give me your name and telephone number?
Well, why can't? Because I just called you and we're talking. Why should we have to make it complicated?
Because I have to take priority on the people who have called
Oh, so I'm not important enough. I'm not important enough. I see what you're saying.
But you are the first person is more important.
Oh, no. Fuck that guy. You know, just drop what you're doing. Come on. It's just a quick phone call. We could have been done with it by now. We could be finished
by now. Are you going to give me your name or telephone number or not, sir?
Yeah, of course, I will, but like... Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
Well, I'll just give it to you later, like after we're done talking. So,
okay,
there's
thank
a problem
you.
With your
Bye-bye.
Sign. Oh, that was a heavy hang-up. That's what he did. He did that. There we go. So, bye! Thanks for listening, everyone. Hopefully I'll get this posted today. Go to XYZ Show. It's mixlr.com/XYZQWA. I'll post it in the chat room. Oh, look at that. He's interrupting my show. What a dick. Okay, it's back to pre-recorded Brad here. The live show's over. I wasn't even going to do an ending part here, but I decided to give XYZ the phone number to that lady. Her name was Dinah or something. Diane. I don't know. It was spelled weird. And I gave the phone number to XYZ, and he called her two or three times throughout his entire show, and it was kind of fun to listen to. I doubt the show's even up yet, so I can't link to it, but be sure to go to mixlr.com/mixlr.com. I'll say that because it's XYZ, you know, but it's mixlr.com/XYZQWA. Listen to his show from September 8th, 2017, and you will hear a sequel to the Diana call where she recaps everything. Like, she actually recaps the entire thing that I did to her on XYZ's show. She does it twice during two different calls. So if you want to hear that, go find XYZ's show for today. That's going to do it for the show today. Be sure to go leave some carding notes using the phone number 626-269-8976. And if you like today's show, be sure to support it on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/phonelosers. For just $5 a month, you get an extra show every week, almost every week. Apparently there's 9 or 10 weeks that I didn't do this past year. But that's not too bad, right? I only slacked off for 1/5 of the year. But anyway, supporting the show makes more shows happen, so be sure to do that, just like Fun Society Arcade did. He's the sponsor of today's show. Thank you, Uncle Runkle, for the list of Adopt-a-Highway people. As always, that was a lot of fun, and I'm definitely going to hold on to this list and finish it up. Maybe I'll do a hobo-sode where I call the last few or something.
Long ago and far away out in space, there was a planet of people whose lives were quickly erased. Now I can't wrap my head around what it means to have the world that you're from reduced to rocks and debris. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. The buttons pulled the lever, and then millions of voices cried out, were never heard from again. The hands responsible can't wash off the blood. It's a reminder of the evil that we're capable of. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. Men with foes set an example for all those who would oppose. That's why innocent people by the millions had to die.
No, we do not want the sign cut down.